big horse. I've got us turned on, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam. I'd like to call this cultural committee meeting to order, April the 15th, the year 2020. The time is 3:45 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. Next is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, would you mind rendering a prayer for us this afternoon?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for this opportunity to serve our people. We also ask that you put your loving arms around the world and to lift this sickness that's taking us over. We ask that you especially watch out for our Osage families who have now contracted the virus. I ask that you lead us through the rest of our session and give us the strength that we need to carry forward as a people. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay, next on our agenda is approval of minutes. You'll take a moment to look over your minutes.
Chairman, I have a couple of amendments.
Congresswoman Slater.
Under consideration of an appointee, the second line, there should be a space between nation and veterans. Further down that same line, this is a kind of a question. Further down, it says education / experience. I didn't know if that was appropriate or if it was supposed to say education and experience or and/or experience. And then on the third line, it says there are not, and I think it should be there are no ethical or legal barriers. And at the bottom of the page, it says Chairman Mason, should say Chairman Big Horse, I believe.
Yes.
Thank you, Congressman.
Chair Big Horse?
Yes.
This is Congresswoman Lemon. Motion to approve the minutes from March 30th, 2020 as amended.
We have a motion. Second. Do I have a second? Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, moving on to item number 5. ONCA 2018, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
This is one of a series of bills that I filed in keeping with past practice where we appropriated FY21 funds for direct assistance into direct assistance funds for the next fiscal year. It was filed in keeping with that practice. I don't know what the committee wants to do, given that I believe there will be an 80% or approximate 80% reduction in projected revenue for this year, at least that's what I'm hearing. So I don't know what provisions this committee wants to make for that.
Any question?
Chair Bigford?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate Congresswoman Edwards' acknowledgement of the situation, being that this is likely premature with this particular piece of legislation. And at this time, with the unknown certainty of our future revenue,
I feel that it is safe to say that at this point in time, continuing to discuss projections for 2021 is not necessarily what needs to be at the forefront of our discussion concerning the business of today. So I move to postpone ONCA 2018 indefinitely.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion?
There is no discussion.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes, sorry.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Motion passed unanimously.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving on to item number six, ONCA 20-19, an act to amend ONCA 19-90 to make the appropriation to the Pisgah Indian Village instead of the Capital Asset Fund, and to expand the purpose of the appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. This bill was just a corrective action, and I'll give you a little of the background on it. The original appropriations were split into two. One was for A&E, architectural and engineering, and the other one was for construction. So when the A&E went out, it went out with a description from the other villages on what they had built. And when it finally got in front of the five-man board in Pawhuska, they had a different idea of what they wanted to do with their facilities here. And this facility had never built a family room. The existing family room was the Little Lake and Iron Hall from decades back. And so now that's also got to be taken care of. So it's caused an increase in the architectural cost. So that was the whole point of moving this money, so that it's able to be accessed for A&E as well as construction. What are the remaining for construction? In the meantime, I will let you know this project is on hold. I don't know if all projects are on hold or not, but I do know that this one is on hold. And of course, that has to do with the current financial situation we're in. So I'd still like to go ahead and move this forward, because it's the hopes that, at some point in the future, this will come back around for us, and the money will be ready and available for what they want to do with it. And I guess that's all I have right now, unless someone has questions.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Casey. Additionally, it will that amendment will make that appropriation in line with the other two villages, which were both when their construction was or the appropriation for their construction and stuff was done for their different projects, it was to the village committees as opposed to the cap asset fund. So It'll make everything look the same.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Chair entertain movements.
Chair, the question is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Paula, if I could address this to Paula really quick. I'm sorry, Congresswoman Stabler.
we discussed briefly, this is just, the money's already been appropriated, correct? And we're just reassigning it?
Yes. Yes. It's just, okay, just like a line item adjustment, so to speak, puts it in line to be used for A&E and construction.
Okay, wonderful. So I would like to make a motion to report ONCA 20-19 to Congress to do pass recommendations.
Second. Motion, do we have second? Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Did I hear any no's? Motion passes. Moving on to item number 7, ONCR 20-04, a resolution to support legislation in the Oklahoma House of Representatives to specifically add wearing tribal regalia by tribal students as an activity covered under the Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair and committee. So I filed this as a way for us to show support to the state that's supposed to hear it this month. And I had sent an email to try to get it out of the committee of jurisdiction and just vote on it. And I didn't receive the signatures needed to do that, which is fine. One Congress member said they had an amendment, but I've reached out to them and haven't heard back on what their amendment is. Haven't heard anything else about it. I just was told they wouldn't sign the signature to release to go to the floor for a vote without going through committee. But I have talked to a few of the high schools within Osage boundaries, and they do allow for their seniors to wear feathers and plumes on with their graduation cap, but it's not anything that's set in stone. It's because right now we have school boards and principals that are open to that and that support that if the student decides to do so. We do have a few schools that are just outside of the Osage boundaries where their schools do not allow it. So I thought that it would be good for that. And they also, those communities also have Native students residing within their school district. So I thought it would be a good idea for us to show our support and do this resolution and send it to the state. That's all.
Okay. You've heard the sponsor. Any dialogue? Any question?
Chair Brickhorst, this is Brandy.
Yes, yeah, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Chair Brickhorst. If I could just ask Congresswoman Goodfox, did the other member of Congress give you any idea on the language change that they would want to see in here?
I am looking for the email that says why they didn't want to sign for this to leave committee and go to a vote, but I can't find it right now. So in the event that it comes out of committee today, I can just keep looking for that email to see if there's language in it, or perhaps they will want to do an amendment on their own once it hits the floor and amendments can be made. Because they're not on this call, I don't think.
May I follow up?
Yes, follow up.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Well, in light of that, that was going to be my next question, is that we could just go ahead and make some movement on this if the committee would feel that's where we want to go, and if the
Congress member who isn't on the call prefers to try to make an amendment during general order day two, I'm happy with that. And so I make a motion to report ONCA 2004 to Congress to Dukac's recommendation.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Can I have discussion real quick?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I am in agreement with doing this as well moving forward because I believe it was brought up that it's a different bill number right now at this point. Basically, it's a new bill number with a different sponsor. And so we could get that information in time in order to make that change on general order day two. So I'm in agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay. Well, back on the vote. Will those in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item number eight is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion. Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Remember, members,
Madam Clerk will be sending committee reports out.
Thank you.
That's the only thing I saw.